Why saying whatever can hold you back? Marist College in New York runs a yearly survey to find out the most disliked word Americans use in everyday talk. Every time, one word stands out: whatever, a three-syllable expression that shows complaining, not caring, and ignoring teamwork and cooperation. Saying whatever isn't just brushing off a problem. It shows you don't care, affecting not just you but everyone around you. Whatever is wishy-washy and avoids commitment, slowing down decision-making. Your choices matter, they give your life meaning. You might not be a leader, but you're in control of your life and career. Don't waste that opportunity. The power of intention in decision-making. Intentional people know that even small decisions can shape their lives. Those who avoid saying whatever are active, self-aware, and accountable. They take responsibility for their choices, act on them, and consistently follow through. Whether it's a big decision or a small one, they understand that the choices they make every day have a lasting impact. While making decisions can seem overwhelming, you can often simplify them into three broad categories: sticking with the status quo, making minor adjustments, or making a complete change. For example, if you're unhappy with your job, you can choose to A. stay and work on improving your current situation. B. look for a new job that suits you better. C. take a bold step like quitting and pursuing a different path, such as moving to a tropical island. Most people might choose option A, but for many, option B might be a better fit, and a few might find fulfillment in option C regardless of the choice's impact. Approach your decisions with thoughtfulness and purpose. The role of clear intentions. When you lack clear intentions, it's challenging to take decisive actions. You might feel stuck or uncertain about your next steps. Intentions guide your actions and results. For instance, if you intend to get a raise or promotion, you must ask for it. If you plan to deliver a great speech, you need to write it carefully and practice. To make smart decisions, establish a thoughtful, repeatable process that leverages your strengths and leads to sound choices. When an air traffic controller offers vital information about flight and weather conditions, and directs a pilot on which runway to use for landing, a dismissive whatever response isn't just inadequate, it's potentially dangerous. According to Michael Herta, former head of the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, their primary goal is straightforward: ensuring the safe takeoff and landing of planes every day. Adopting a nonchalant attitude won't cut it when it comes to keeping our skies safe. Empower decision-making in schools. High school students are rarely taught the art of decision-making. It's no wonder that the word whatever is so common in today's high schools. While students learn subjects like literature, chemistry, and math, they receive little guidance on making thoughtful choices and taking meaningful action. True decision-making is the opposite of whatever. It's crucial for schools to incorporate decision-making basics into their curriculum. Students must grasp that life is a series of significant choices. Without this skill, making big decisions like college selection, career paths, and family planning can feel daunting. Avoid saying whatever. The very first lesson in decision-making should be to never say whatever. A simple way to start is by framing choices as if/then scenarios. For instance, if you do, or don't do, X, then Y will result. This approach helps connect choices to outcomes. In a decade-long study of over 1,000 companies, Bain & Company found that organizations making timely, intelligent decisions outperformed their indecisive counterparts. This shows the real-world impact of sound decision-making. On an individual level, the 2-minute rule emphasizes quick, effective decision-making for small choices. It encourages people to gather thoughts, evaluate options, and decide within 2 minutes. However, it's essential to give significant decisions the time and consideration they deserve. The traits of effective decision makers. Those who excel at making smart choices are usually very aware of themselves. They understand their strengths and weaknesses, which helps them take action effectively. Being in tune with their emotions, they recognize how feelings can influence their thinking and decisions. Self-aware individuals grasp the weight of their choices and actions, accepting responsibility for the outcomes. They engage in thoughtful deliberation before making decisions, striving to perform at their peak. Yet, they also recognize the power of intuition in certain situations. For instance, a successful investor relies on instinct when evaluating potential borrowers. If he senses genuine passion and determination, he's inclined to invest. Trusting your instincts can be pivotal when faced with critical choices. The consequences of a whatever attitude in the workplace. Whatever people can harm both their careers and the organizations they work for. This attitude is destructive, especially for leaders who can't afford to avoid decision-making without consequences. It not only diminishes their colleagues' respect but also creates problems for the entire team and beyond. Leaders who adopt a whatever attitude often sidestep risks and accountability, leaving their organizations without clear direction. They undermine their team's sense of purpose and may inadvertently encourage a whatever mindset among their employees. Take charge of your career. Even if you're not in an official leadership role, the decisions you make at work are significant. Employees with a whatever attitude can disrupt their company's operations and reputation. Avoiding decision-making and accountability can also hinder your career progress. Skills alone can't compensate for an "I don't care" attitude in a job interview, and a lackadaisical approach to salary negotiations can lead to being underpaid. If you ever find yourself unsure about a work-related decision, consider gathering more information. Making informed choices often becomes easier and more straightforward when you equip yourself with knowledge. The essential mindset for entrepreneurs. Success in entrepreneurship demands more than a whatever attitude. It requires a relentless commitment to making informed choices and taking decisive action. Entrepreneurs are constantly faced with decisions that can impact their bottom line. They cannot afford to be indifferent. They must be prepared to assess their options swiftly and effectively. One of their key tools is pattern recognition. When confronted with a challenge, they draw parallels to past experiences, analyze their previous decisions and outcomes, and apply those lessons to the present situation. The impact of whatever attitudes on relationships. Individuals who shy away from active participation not only harm themselves but also sow seeds of discord in both professional and personal spheres. This includes cohabitants, whether married or not, who struggle to make prompt decisions. Living together, akin to working together, demands countless decisions, both big and small. When it comes to making small, everyday choices, here are three essential insights to keep in mind. 1. Long-term impact. Understand that your choices today can affect what's possible in the future. Every decision sets the stage for what comes next. 2. The snowball effect. Small but poor choices, such as developing a daily fast food habit, can escalate into more significant problems like health issues and weight gain. Be mindful of the potential consequences of your choices. 3. The ripple effect. Recognize that every choice you make creates a ripple effect that can influence other aspects of your life, either positively or negatively. Your decisions have far-reaching consequences. The consequences of a whatever attitude and the value of decisiveness. Regret often hits hard when we face the fallout of poor choices. Daniel Pink, in his book The Power of Regret, suggests that many of our lasting regrets stem from the actions we failed to take. It's like shrugging and saying whatever, a mindset that often paves the way for future regrets. Decisions, big or small, involve risk. While some may fear the potential for regret, taking chances is how we uncover our true capabilities. Richard Branson, Virgin CEO, believes in this philosophy. Embracing risks leads to discovering our full potential and enjoying life more. But not all decisions come with high-stakes risks like Branson's adventures. Whether you succeed gloriously or stumble, taking action is almost always better than doing nothing at all. Even if a decision turns out poorly, it's better than staying stagnant. Changing course is preferable to having no direction. The value of seeking guidance for better decisions. When making important decisions, seeking advice is key, and you don't have to go it alone. Consulting with trusted advisors can be a game changer. While your first instinct might be to turn to family and friends, they might not offer the most objective perspective. Instead, consider enlisting advisors who have relevant experience in the area you need guidance. Crafting your personal board of directors involves assembling a group of insightful individuals who provide honest feedback without beating around the bush. By seeking out diverse perspectives, you open yourself up to a wealth of expert advice. The power of decisiveness in shaping your future. Your choices have a significant impact on your future, so it's essential to be decisive. Using the word whatever suggests a lack of care, and this attitude isn't a path to a fulfilling life. Why waste your time on a whatever existence when your decisions shape your destiny? If you continue with an uncaring attitude, you might regret not paying attention and making choices. Think about people in underdeveloped parts of the world who have little control over their lives. Take Sam Alamehu, for instance. He grew up in a small, impoverished village in Ethiopia, where many had no say in their circumstances. However, Alamehu refused to accept a whatever outlook. Alamehu made a bold decision to leave his village. He journeyed through various refugee camps and eventually immigrated to America. With determination, he graduated from Stanford University School of Engineering and became a successful businessman and investor. Alamehu is now dedicated to helping African governments and citizens move beyond passive acceptance of their status quo. Key points 1. Saying whatever shows you don't care, affecting your decisions and those around you. 2. Intentional decision makers understand small choices shape their lives and take responsibility for them. 3. Clear intentions help guide actions and lead to better decision-making outcomes. 4. Schools should teach decision-making skills to help students make thoughtful life choices. 5. Avoiding a whatever attitude is crucial for career success and organizational effectiveness. 6. Entrepreneurs need decisiveness and pattern recognition for swift and effective decision-making. 7. Seeking diverse, informed advice can improve important decisions and shape a better future.